This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavana Robert Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi, the fashionista, co-host of Culture Club HTX.
Now you look at magical when you say that.
And here with my beautiful, blessed, brilliant, bossy bestie.
Yay! Shavana Robert Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX. And I am so excited about episode 66. You know why?
Because we're going to talk about Coach Nelson's Corner first and J.J. Watt, our favorite.
No, because it's June and this is my birthday month.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, are you kidding me?
I totally forgot.
I'm like, oh, what? Okay, whatever. All right, so Coach Nelson's Corner. Yeah, let's talk about Mr. JJ.
Oh, my gosh. He's just doing some extraordinary stuff. I mean, he's doing way more than the TV analysis, et cetera. He's really advocating for players as they're negotiating their new deals, and he's advocating for the thing that, as you know, means the most to me.
Which is
loyalty.
I was going to say presentation.
close. But loyalty.
Yeah.
After you build your reputation and the team and all the things in one town, being compensated so you don't race away.
Yes.
For a stupid $1 million. You know, honestly, it's generally $5 million, which sounds like a whole lot of money if you're me. Mm-hmm. But if you're a football player making $20 million a year and you're leaving the town that loves you, that supported you, that made you who you are for $25 million a year, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So his pitch, which I think is amazing, is that we hire them their first year at the right salary or get out in front of the renegotiation
Texans
just did with Nico Collins.
Yeah, you mean planning?
Yeah, planning.
This is why we love JJ. Well, that makes so much sense. And I think who better than JJ? He's so well respected both from the players and the coaches and the administration in the league. You know what I mean? Some other people maybe have had this same sentiment, but because they're not JJ. You know what? I think that matters. I think who is bringing the message matters. Yeah. So I feel like good for him. Thank you, JJ, for advocating, being a good advocate that people will listen to, because I think this is brilliant.
Yeah. So he's turned into the leading contract negotiator for NFL stars. This is actually a crossover business segment also, because, he's just become an influential voice of NFL contract negotiations. And that is very huge. Very huge.
So check this out. So two things. So one, we'll talk a little bit about the Houston Texans and their schedule and what our predictions are this year, because we're almost there. So they have played games internationally, and this has all been in an effort to expand the brand and fans, et cetera. Well, now they are looking to make this huge leap and go from, I think they play like maybe four or something like that, to 16 games. Adding 16 games on their international schedule over the next 5 years. And this would double. Yeah, okay, so they have 7 international games now. And this is supposed to take place across 5 countries, and United Kingdom, Brazil, Germany, Spain, and Ireland. And Roger Goodell, who is the commissioner, says, "This is the greatest opportunity for growth. We already have 200 plus million fans here in the States, so we're not giving up on the States. But the international is just such an open market for us. We're introducing the game, we're sharing our game, and the fans are reacting in an extraordinary way. We're excited about our potential. And yes, I do see 16 regular season games. I think that will happen sometime in the very near future, probably within 5 years." So essentially, it looks like we'll have basically like two schedules, right? So you'll have your international schedule and then you have your regular schedule.
No, you're going to have your regular schedule with two games internationally, which means every single team will play probably internationally once or twice a year.
Yep.
Will they be lowering the season ticket prices?
Probably not. And you know what? This reminds me of rugby. So other sports do this now, where like I met some folks in France that were from Ireland that were there for the rugby game. So I do think he's right. I do think this will create
people
this
will come from
people
everywhere.
Will travel. People will travel because that's a thing. Like sports tourism is a big thing.
Yes.
So I think that's what's going to happen. And I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
And I wonder if y'all are listening, Roger Goodell, you should put together a package that's just the international package.
Yes.
And offer it to your season ticket.
I agree.
Ticket. I think they should
I
do
think
that.
That's
that would,
a great idea.
That's what I would do.
Because I just think, you know, and it really depends. I guess they're going to do 16 different weeks of games.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. You can offer an entire sort of package. Okay, so let's talk about the Texans, which is the NFL team we care about the most. Okay, we got some predictions for 2025. What do you
epic
think?
Epic stuff is going on. I mean, epic, epic. Two things. The schedule is tough. They've got a tough schedule, which, I mean, seriously, which is going to be harder for them to win their third straight.
Are you
AFC.
Going to be able to take it? I mean, you get pretty fired up.
No, I'll be screaming.
I was
going
to say, I'm like, what do we need to do?
I need to be at the game because nobody's going to want to be with me anywhere else, except we've got four televised night games. You know how you and I feel about staying into
yeah,
the middle of the night.
Right. Well, but then I also know our text thread of, I think I counted one time, it was like 60 text messages exchanged.
During
the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like we're going to go to sleep. We're just not going to take an hour to get home after the game. I don't know. Anyway, our season starts with a tough road game against the Rams, followed a week later by Monday night home opener with the Bucks.
Which
both
are the
2024 division winners. Yeah. I mean, we're... And then we do, like, our four primetime games are all against teams that went a combined 52-16 last year.
Yeah.
Like, a great, you know, including, you know, the two AFC championship game participants and Kansas City. And you know what I mean?
And then like, the other thing is in the fifth week, the matchup's going to be Baltimore. And the prediction is that will be the real litmus test because the Ravens have outscored us 90-21 under Coach Ryan's, and our offense has yet to score a touchdown against them. We've been shut out.
Well, and again, we'll be fighting to clinch the season against them one more time.
So thank you, for,
NFL. No, Baltimore's not the Colts.
Listen, thank you for NFL for not changing the playoff seeding because we probably really would be struggling.
Oh no, this would be a terrible year for it to happen to us, without a doubt.
So we'll see. I mean,
and the AFC is more competitive. It's been a lumpy group, and now the Jaguars are playing well, and the Titans both. They're going to improve greatly, both of those teams.
Yeah,
so there.
I don't know. You know what, Lovely? What we haven't talked about in a while, and I know it. You know, it's summer, so we have a little bit of time before football season started. But any Longhorn update? Like, what's happening with your Longhorns?
Oh my gosh, they're building the whole offense around what's his face,
the superstar
Arch Manning.
Yeah.
I mean it's very exciting.
Are they going to go to the national championship? You think?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
I'll be very surprised unless he gets injured or the front line gets injured.
And then, okay, so I'm going to give you homework like we have baseball boyfriend Scott has homework. We need to understand what the name, image, likeness situation, how that's impacting this
team. I understand he's worth $6 million a year, Arch. That's what he's getting.
So then they're building, obviously it's going to have to be superstars around him. So what's their roster? We need to figure that out. What will their
I'm
roster
sure that
be
they
sort
brought
of worth?
People hope from Ohio State. Who knows?
you need to go.
Well,
to,
they creamed us.
I know.
I'm like, hello. Those guys are big. I want them on the Texans, and I want them
at Texas.
You know, at Texas. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think we need to think about this because I think this season for
we need
college,
a Longhorn strategist.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to reach out to us, because
we need a correspondent.
I'm not as good as
you're good at screaming.
I'm good at screaming and jumping up and down, but I really need a strategist who's paying attention to who's there and who's playing.
And because I do think this season in college football is going to be the season where we start to see the impact of this name, image, likeness to those rosters. And like there's going to be really good teams
and really
and
bad teams.
Really bad teams.
And there'll be rich teams and poor teams.
Right. So I just think it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to watch. And then how the fans respond to that. Because say you were diehard fill in the blank school you root for. And you kind of suck a lot, and you keep playing all these amazing teams. Are you going to keep going to the games? Right? I mean, it's just, it has this trickle-down effect I don't think people have thought about.
Okay.
So who can be our strategist?
I don't know. I have to think about it. Somebody knows everything. There's somebody that I text with.
Somebody that
like,
you
through the whole game. So
that
I have
knows,
to figure
that
it
knows
out.
Everything?
Yeah.
All right. Well, and then our last sports story that we want to talk about real quick is, you know, have you heard the name Yao Ming in like a long time?
Jeez. Well, you know what? I have because
why?
I saw an article about him a couple weeks ago.
What was that article?
He was somewhere, and I'm not sure what it was. I just saw a picture of him. He didn't die, did he?
No.
I mean, like, just, no. There's just all of a sudden, there's been all this
You know,
stuff.
He has a good publicist, I guess. So I guess. The thing that we're talking about is
a new one.
So, you know, Yao was the number one draft. Well, we got the
2002
draft lottery,
first
and we selected,
pick.
He was the number one pick, we selected Yao. And obviously, he became a Hall of Famer. He got inducted in 2016, but it really changed the trajectory of the franchise. So, you know, we've talked about how the Rockets went through the, you know, the three-peat.
The 80s and all the things.
And then they sucked for a long time. And then now
they were very good while he was there.
Yeah.
And then they had another little slump. And hopefully this year will be the year.
Yeah. And so it's just interesting because, you know, one of the things that I'm wondering, you know, we are through the draft, we have our team, and we know that we went far, but we have a young team, so there's a lot of development that needs to be done. And I'm just, I've been saying this, we're entering into the golden era of sports here in Houston.
Without a doubt.
And I feel like
four good teams.
Yeah, it's happening.
I mean, soccer and five, rugby, our team won the championship last year.
It's happening, see? It's happening. We got to go to the break. I just got the finger from Magical. All right.
The fickle finger of shut up.
Yep.
That one.
And with that, we'll be back.
Bye.
I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Astounds. And we invite you to dive into the dynamic world of digital marketing services with us. Astounds is not just an internet marketing service provider. We're your gateway to the future of online marketing. With our innovative approaches ranging from great website design to impactful online advertising and social media, we'll equip your business with the tools to grow. We want the opportunity to astound you. Grow your business online with us at astounds.com.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Shivana Robert-Schreiber.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson Bowman Lombardi, the fashionista co-host of Culture Club HTX. Right, that's right. With
yes,
my beautiful,
right.
Brilliant, beloved, best, bossy, lost the last one. But
hey,
I got
but
five.
I'm here. Shivana Robert-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, in our business section.
We're in our business section.
Taking care of business, folks.
Yeah, and we're going to go back to something we talked about last week.
A little bit
in sports or community. The fact that J.J. Watt has emerged as a leading contract negotiator and advocate for NFL stars. And I think it's really interesting because our Houston Texans legend and our future Hall of Famer, J.J. Watt, has become an influential voice in NFL contract negotiations, publicly advocating for players and calling out teams for business double standards.
Well, what's interesting is that J.J. has been leveraging his platform as a CBS NFL analyst and social media presence to support players in high-profile contract disputes. Most recently, Cincinnati's Trey Henderson. Henderson.
Yeah, defended him.
So here's the thing. Hendrickson.
Yes.
Here's the thing. You know, lots of times people get beef and flack for using their platform to advocate for people. You notice this, speaking of double standards.
Right, he sure is, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. So, like, you know, you hear about singers and other people that if they start to speak out about something outside their domain, mm-hmm. people say, oh, just stick to singing or whatever.
Yeah, what do you know?
A singer. They're not telling that to J.J. Watt. But I think it's because he's also talking about something that he actually knows. Like, obviously, he played in the NFL. He had many contracts. So he knows. And we talked about this a little bit last week. He is a respected voice on all sides of this.
Oh, he's the number two commentator, you know, on CBS.
Well, but I mean a respected voice in the NFL for players,
and out,
owners.
But also publicly.
Yes.
I mean, he has created a public profile.
This is how you do it,
to
folks.
Move up so fast.
Yeah.
But basically what he says is pay a fair price earlier, pay top dollar later. I mean, urging teams to reward their own talent before market prices soar. I mean, he praised also the Houston Texans for extending wide receiver Nico Collins early, 3 years at $75 million, noting that taking care of homegrown talent fosters goodwill and on-field success and, again, retention.
Well, you know what I always say.
Because Nico Collins' fourth year is going to be probably just as good as the first three.
Well, you know, better. And people spend a lot to build, but not enough to sustain and maintain. Yeah. And this, what he's saying, you know, it fosters goodwill. And to your point, you need retention. You need people to stay because that's how you build a dynasty. Now, if you want to have fly-by-night, whatever, okay, yeah.
What we have had.
Right. But if you want to build a dynasty, you need the good people to stay and be leaders on the team. So I think that this is great. And so why does this matter? Number one, player empowerment. And I do have a wonder if the timing of this isn't all working out sort of perfectly with, you know, we talked a little bit about what happens to the professionals, especially those new professionals, as name, image, likeness starts to happen in college. What's the trickle-down effect? So players are more empowered to have real conversations about their salary. And then you said it, his influence, being CBS's number two NFL color commentator. His number one, his opinions reach millions of people on game day, and he's such a respected figure in general, like you said, on the field, off the field, that people listen. So they don't just hear him, they hear him and they listen and they respect what he has to say. And then his experience. He was first round pick. He'd had an incredible career. He's retired and is continuing his career and is just like top notch all around. I think it's great.
Love you, JJ.
We need to, JJ,
you need to come
answer our iCal. You need to come onto the show.
Yeah, he does.
Wouldn't that be?
Maybe Rick could get him.
That would be wild.
It would be great.
We just should call him, like, hi. Anyway, okay, so we were talking a little bit about ticket prices. We're talking about it in the context of galas and concerts, because this awesome entertainment that's going to be at the Mission of Yahweh's gala, we were saying, you know, you would pay $500 just to go to just a concert only.
Right, right.
And, you know, this is dinner and all these things. Well, I don't know if you know, but there was this rule, the junk rule fee that has finally taken effect. So Ticketmaster, who I think is the greatest offender of not being transparency, not being transparent,
absolutely.
So of opaqueness as it relates to pricing, they have finally, they're promising, I don't know how this is going to be enforced, but they're promising to have greater fee transparency because the Federal Trade Commission is banning
junk fees.
Hidden
junk fees.
You can
but
put
it's
them,
not
you can't
just
hide them.
Tickets. It's hotels, vacation rentals, all the things.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Ticketmaster is only one of the offenders.
But they have been one of the main ones.
They've been it for the longest. I mean, for tacking on at checkout.
Yeah.
You know, you show the full price up front, including the service and processing fees. Like immediately they have to do that. Well, hello, how about a hotel? You go to a New York hotel and you book a room for $300 a night, but it's $425.
Well, you know,
because of the city taxes and the this and the that and the fees.
It's so interesting.
The booking fees, which, you know, I mean, and booking fees are competitive, so you can certainly overcome them.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because the other thing that this is so cute transparency to the point you just made. So show the whole price and provide real-time updates if the wait extends 30 minutes. Because this is a little bit of an auction-type situation, right?
Interesting, too.
Yeah, like if you go for a concert and, you know, there are only a certain number of inventory available. Uh-huh. And the fees are not just the fees, the ticket price, too. It changes based on what's available.
Yeah.
And so, you know what? I started to get emails recently. It wasn't Ticketmaster, but it was through another ticket sort of processor that would say, say you're going to go to see Post Malone, your favorite, in concert, and they advertise it started now, and he's not coming until December. Well, if the tickets, they're not selling, they'll send you tickler emails. Hey, the price just dropped. Because it's an inventory game.
Yeah.
But to the point that we're making, you know, SeatGeek, that's another one that has been, you know, labeled an offender. But no more surprises. What does this mean for you? You will know the true cost before you get to checkout.
Right.
Making it easier to compare prices across platforms, which I think is great.
Right.
And just overall, because you're getting these real-time updates, you won't be confused. You won't get stuck paying, you know, 30% more because you didn't check the fees because you were feeling rushed with the time ticking on. You got to buy the ticket before it's out of your cart.
Right.
I think it's really – but I still don't know how this is going to be enforced, so we shall see.
I mean, the tickets are still high. Due to dynamic pricing, like you just said, and this whole resale markup stuff.
You know what?
Live Nation was the other one.
Oh, yeah, that's the other one. You know what? I saw a, like, you know, behind the scenes sort of expose once about ticketing. This was years ago. And they talked about, like, there are so many companies that are in between. So you buy from Live Nation or Ticketmaster, but there are, like, all these companies buried in between that are taking pieces of this. This is why you have all these fees.
Look at the movies. Why do you think it's $200 million to produce a movie that should maybe cost $200,000?
Yeah, it's fascinating.
There's four production companies in there.
It's fascinating to me because that I get because you need humans to move the things around and produce a movie. Tickets, it's like, listen, folks, you got the stadium. It's the Reliant.
You got the printer.
You got the
whatever.
You don't even need a printer anymore. No, then they made it more complicated. You know, you have to do it to your phone and QR code your favorite.
You have to have the app.
Yeah, it's all. And so maybe the app maker, maybe that's the other fee. Anyway, let's see what happens. It's being reduced. Okay, we need to go to a break, and then we're going to come back and do our, where are we? We're in business, so we have community. We have two more segments, and then we're out.
We'll be back.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, co-host of Culture Club HTX, here to talk to you about my other gig, CEO of SNR Creative Advisory. At SNR Creative, we're an elite team of seasoned professionals with one simple mission: partnering with our clients to creatively solve problems. Whether it's help with your business development, updating your communication strategy, or navigating a shift related to business transformation, our team of experts are here to help you think through that transition and execute it seamlessly. To learn more, visit snr-creative.com.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, Bowman Lombardi, the fashionista co-host of Culture Club HTX, and I'm here with my blessed, beautiful, beloved, brilliant, bestie, bossy. I did them all six.
There you go. Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX. And we are in one of our most favorite segments, community.
Yay. And we got a big deal to talk about.
Two big deals.
I know it's not brand new, but we have not discussed it. So I feel like it's important that you hear from us how we feel about the MD Anderson and Texas Children's $150 million hospital partnership. Mm-hmm. So let me just start with, we feel extraordinary.
We're happy.
I mean, this is so incredible and wonderful and historic. I mean, MD Anderson Cancer Center and the Texas Children's Hospital are joining forces to launch the Kinder Children's Cancer Center, backed by a $150 million gift from the Kinder Foundation, the largest ever for a pediatric hospital in Texas Medical Center's history. There, you may not know this, but there are several pediatric hospitals in the medical center, not just Texas Children. And the goal here is to create a national super brand in pediatric cancer care, rivaling institutions like St. Jude. I mean, Kinder is going to take on St. Jude to make
Houston, which is huge for pediatrics,
the global destination for childhood cancer treatment. We are the global destination for adult cancer treatment.
Right.
And this, to me, well, as you know, and I just have to say,
What's that?
As chair of the board of the American Cancer Society of Greater Houston, I could not be more excited.
I mean, it's pretty amazing.
I am so thrilled. I mean, this center is set to open next year, 2026, the largest, most comprehensive facility in the United States, focused exclusively on children's cancer.
Well, and the fact that they're rivaling
and all the things
St. Jude's, which is, I think, when people think pediatric cancer, most people think St. Jude's, right? For years and years and years and years, you see those commercials, you hear about it, and so that's I mean, we say rival because that's just not a different way to say it, but really what this means is that now you have two organizations, institutions that are focused on helping families and children deal with PDA. So it's even more families can be supported. So it's great.
But I think something so important about this deal, and I'm going to let you chime in, is how the deal came together, because we all see these extraordinary, huge things happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it all boils down to two human beings that had the idea probably at lunch and had a relationship and had the opportunity. And one of the human beings retired right away, and his successor carried it forth.
Yeah. So just to add some commentary to that. So it literally began at lunch. So the MD Anderson president, Dr. Peter Pistons.
Pisters.
Sorry. Thank you. Then the Texas Children's CEO and the Texas Children's CEO, Mark Wallace, they had a personal relationship. They had the shared vision. And this is, you know, during COVID, they have lunch. They talk about it. He retires. The person who succeeded Wallace comes in. And to your point,
Deborah Sukin, superwoman.
Yeah, yes. Comes in and not only advances it forward, but quickly advances it forward. And here we are. I mean, and COVID just was 5 years ago. So to have all this happen in.
I mean, Deborah got there in 23.
So, I mean, so, 2 years.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean,
the center is going to be on Main Street in the medical center, like across the a sky bridge from Texas Children's, which also faces Main Street. So it's just, I don't know if you've ever done the sky bridge walk through the medical center,
but
you really don't have to touch the ground.
You don't.
You can just keep going from hospital to hospital.
Well, and I think the meta point on this is, you know, we talk a lot about these community organizations and causes that we are involved in, care about, support. And I think often people, to your point, don't realize it really is people coming together with a shared vision and saying, you know what, there is a problem, and I think I have an idea. Let's start. Let's see if we can do something, and then it happens. That's it. It's not magic, right?
It isn't magic. And honestly, not that this happened here, but sometimes the idea comes from the lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
It could be a four-year-old saying something just so logical that you go, Why aren't we doing that? Let's do that.
I say that all the time. I mean, you need people for all kinds of things. You know, we need different types of people. And like you said, it could be the kid that says something that sparks this idea, and then you have an entire center with $150 million.
Well, donation. And there are four big reasons that it really matters. First of all, transformational care.
Yes.
I mean, we all know how important that is.
Absolutely.
Holistic design, I think, is important. It's designed with children in mind, which means families.
Yes.
And I think that's so important. I've never been to St. Jude, but I know what we can do in Houston between our hospitals, Ronald McDonald House, Hope Lodge,
all the transportation ideas.
So that's just so important. The Kinder brand is envisioned as a scalable model, which I just think I just love the idea that we're going to be able to say, like you say, St. Jude's, you're going to be able to say Kinder.
Yeah.
Like you say, MD Anderson, who was just another Houstonian.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day. But people, you know.
Yeah, a dude.
You know,
well,
a dude.
And I think, you know, to that point around economic and community impact also.
Huge.
I mean, we have had the great fortune of having these humans be in Houston, reside in Houston, and do amazing things. And to your point, Houston is already the epicenter, the leader in adult cancer care. So now to have pediatrics, I mean, that really does do a lot. Families, researchers, people coming for conferences to learn are other places.
Making us a center. I mean,
we become the epicenter, seriously, which I think is fantastic. And, you know, we're so hospitable. We're so dang hospitable here, right? So what better place?
I don't know that there is a better place.
I don't think so. So anyway, we're super excited about that. And then the other story we want to talk about is your beloved CJ. So let's talk to us, lovely. What is he doing? Did he text you all this?
Well, no. You told me.
Okay.
He actually is going to headline a star-studded lineup in the revived Pros versus Joes competition taking place at Fanatics Fest in New York City from June 20th to the 22nd, 2025. This event will see 50 athletes and celebrities, including Stroud, Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Draymond Green compete against 50 fans in 8 athletic skill challenges for a share of $2 million in prizes.
This feels like America's Funniest Home Video.
Well, it does,
the sports edition.
I think it's probably very close. The thing is, so they're going to do all these competitive things, NFL passing.
I'm laughing now thinking about it. Like, I could just see.
The prizes, okay?
The prizes.
Place prize is $1 million, which I'm assuming the athletes will give to a charity and the humans will take.
Probably.
You know, the second prize is a Ferrari 812
GTS. That's the one I want. That's the only time I'm like, I'll be second place. Thank you.
Yeah. third place is a 2003-04 Topps Chrome Gold Refractor LeBron James rookie card.
I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, you can sell it, right? Is that what that is?
Yeah, but I'm not doing all that.
It's worth $200,000. Yeah. I don't want that. If no fan finishes in the top three, the highest scoring fan wins $100,000.
I just think this is funny. So the other it's going to be funny because alongside the legends and Stroud and others and NBA stars, Kevin Hart, who's a comedian.
Yes.
And who is Drewski?
I have no idea
who that is.
Do we know
who Drewski is? Magical knows. Is that a famous person?
Who is Drewski?
Is that a famous human? Okay, well, y'all know who he is.
I am.
And then I Show Speed. Is that a human? Is I Show Speed a human? Oh, okay. Another human. Two other humans we don't know. Lovely, we need to get in the know.
I should have looked.
Anyway, so why is this important? Because speaking of brands, Stroud,
such a brand. And
he's a brand.
He's been recognized as one of the NFL's top young quarterbacks and a versatile athlete.
Yep.
He gets to showcase his skills in a lighter, fan-driven environment.
Which is good.
Yeah, though Texans management will be hoping he stays healthy ahead of training camp.
Well,
I always think about these things, but I don't know.
You say that.
Hold on.
This is not, I mean, if he probably will be more injured from, like, you know, stepping off
passing,
the curb.
Passing, shooting, puck skills. This is not,
I mean,
like,
this
yeah.
is, and he's a professional athlete.
They're not
I just
be
can't
tackling.
Wait to see these Joes try to compete
against the pros.
I just feel like it's going to be hilarious.
Well,
and they have some really good prizes. I mean, the first two. I don't
know. Do you know anything about the original Pros versus Joes TV show?
I remember it,
and
it was just funny, like because it's a joke.
Okay.
I mean, it's serious. Producers, I'm sure you put a lot of work into this, so it's serious. But it's, I mean, these are like professional athletes, and it's like some dude. It's fun. It's kind of just like a fun fan, and to the point that you just made, just lighthearted. Seeing the players who are so serious on real game day in a different light.
Yeah.
Kind of tapping into that joy they probably felt when they were children and they first discovered the game. So check it out. It's happening June 20th through 22nd in New York City.
So I'm sure it'll be on television.
Yeah, it'll be televised.
Or streaming somewhere.
Or streaming at a television near you.
Right.
All right. And with that, we need to go for a break, Lovely.
We'll be back.
We'll be back.
Do you love listening to Siobhana and me talk about all the things every Sunday here? Do you ever wish you could see what we're laughing about so much? Especially what Magical's laughing about? You're in luck. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the fun clips and outtakes from the show, as well as our super special series, Friends by the Fireplace, that we release every Friday. Finding us on YouTube is easy breezy. Type Culture Club HTX and voila, you're in.
This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Robert-Schreiber.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, Bowman, Lombardi, all the things.
Fashionista,
co-host of Culture Club HTX, here with my beautiful, brilliant, bossy, bestie, whatever.
I like how bossy keeps moving up in the bees. It was number five, and now it's number...
Oh, well, I think you're just proving its worth.
Siobhana Robert-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, and we're in your favorite food
group.
We
are. We're in my favorite food group, fashion, fitness, and wellness.
And as we
promised
last
week, our special guest, who's going to join us monthly, is here. Go ahead and introduce
our correspondent.
Our correspondent, is that what he is?
He's our we're
going to
call you, so Dr. Michael J. Strymon, we're going to call you our wellness, we're going to say wellness.
He could be beauty.
Beauty and wellness correspondent.
That covers it?
Yeah. All right, so welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thanks
for having me. Are you excited?
Absolutely.
You know it's my birthday month too, so
nice, happy birthday.
Extra stuff for her.
Yeah. Thank you. So, okay. Thank you so much for being here today. And we're looking forward to this because actually we do get a lot of questions about these types of things. And sometimes people aren't as comfortable talking about them. So we want to make it not stigmatized. Let's just have conversations about stuff.
Get it out there.
What are you about to say, Lovely?
I'm not about to say anything. So I'm just thinking about our intimacy consulting practice we never kicked off.
Well, we did kick it off. Yeah. We kicked it off by getting a Roxanne
texting. Yeah, we did. We got stuff tested.
We got stuff tested.
But we'll get to intimacy with Dr. Streitman.
Yeah, we can include, because, I mean, it kind of overlaps. Yeah. Anyway.
We might.
Yeah, we talked about a thing.
He might.
So what we're going to talk about today, though, so summer has officially arrived, and we're here. And often what happens is people think, oh, I have a wedding, a graduation, a vacation, da-da-da-da-da, all these things in the summer, and they realize that they don't maybe look the way they don't look their optimal best for said thing. So they say, you know what, I would like to get some things done, and I need to get things done that, one, are long-lasting, and two, I can recover from quickly. So we thought today we would talk about breast augmentation, which people used to think takes forever, but apparently, you know, it doesn't, and then also liposuction, right?
Those are two good choices.
Yeah, I think so, definitely.
So, but let's start off with liposuction, and let's start off with debunking, because we had this conversation about people, I used to even think this, that people use liposuction for, you called it high volume fat removal. That sounds very technical, but.
Yeah, it's not for weight loss.
Well, that's a better way to say it. People would do that, though, I think.
Yeah. But I think back in the day when it really started, plastic surgeons wouldn't even do it unless you were
already
at your
fit.
Game weight. I mean, I was in New York, so I think they were stricter maybe there. I don't know. But I have
game weight
who went to get, to lose 20 pounds doing liposuction.
And they're like, nada.
No.
So let's start off by explaining, Dr. Streitman, what is it actually, what is the best use case for liposuction?
Liposuction was designed for touch-ups.
So what do you mean when you say touch-up?
So it's designed to remove localized pockets of fat that are resistant to diet and exercise.
I think that's the key. Resistant to diet and exercise, meaning you actually have to have a decent diet and be exercising.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And then what's the difference between smart liposuction and regular liposuction, or is all liposuction smart at this point?
Smart liposuction is laser-assisted liposuction.
Okay.
A laser filament is passed beneath the skin. And it does several things for you.
Okay.
It helps to liquefy the fat, so it's easier to extract.
Mm-hmm.
It helps to break down the fibrous tissue that the fat is encased in, which makes it easier to remove.
Mm-hmm.
And it generates heat. And the heat that it generates causes some damage to the undersurface of the skin, damage in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And the damage causes collagen deposition, and then collagen deposition causes tightening.
You're a doctor. That's like all doctor terms.
So that's very good.
Like,
no,
that's
I think that was very clear, because I was thinking when you started saying heat, it's going to – heat shrinks things. Right. Yeah.
So then let's talk about – so then is all liposuction smart or no?
Traditional liposuction does not use a laser or anything else to – break down the fat, break down the fibrous tissue, and heat the undersurface of the skin.
Mm-hmm.
You do get some retraction, because you do get some damage caused by just the plain liposuction.
Mm-hmm.
But the smart liposuction does it better.
Okay, so if you're a smart doctor, you're using smart liposuction most of the time if you can.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it permanent? Is liposuction permanent?
You can eat your way around liposuction.
But it's a lot of eating, right?
Not necessarily a lot, but you... When you do liposuction, you actually kill some of the fat cells. And when you kill those fat cells, they're not available to store fat anymore. So you could say that the areas that you have liposuction are less likely than they were before to put on fat.
So the fat would go somewhere else, maybe.
Yes, but not to someplace crazy like your shoulder.
And that's what people used to think,
not
too.
Not to a good place. Either.
Right.
Not like your butt or something, or your boobs or whatever. Not you.
The last thing I would have wanted.
Yeah, you do have a big butt.
I do have a big butt.
Anyway.
But it's getting smaller, which is making me crazy.
Okay. Well, anyway, so let's talk about the recovery time. So say a person is June 1, they say, you know what, I got something that's happening on August 15th. Do I have enough time to come see you at Westlake?
More than enough.
Okay, so talk to us about
the recovery time.
Well, it's different for different areas and how much you have done. For the most part, you just feel sore afterwards. So if you have liposuction of the abdomen, you might feel like you did 1,000 sit-ups the night before. And you have to wear a garment afterwards. It helps to compress everything after surgery. But for most liposuction, even if you were doing multiple areas of your body, if you did it on a Friday, you're back to work on Monday.
So that's really quick. You're just wearing the
compression garment.
Compression garment.
Yes, underneath your clothes where hopefully no one can see it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good plan to me. Is it more expensive to do smart liposuction?
A little bit, because the laser fiber costs money, the machine costs money, but there's not much cost that's passed on to the patient.
How much at this point in time is it to do an area?
Like, what's a range?
Yeah. An area.
Abdomen, I feel like that's a very common area.
Well, it depends on several things. It depends on how long we're in there.
Yeah.
And if you're
going to sleep or not. Because if you're going to sleep for your liposuction, that's going to increase your fees because there's going to be anesthesia fees.
Without all the extra fees.
Just
the
give base me in there. Price. Suck it out.
So if you were doing your upper and lower abdomen and you were doing it under local anesthesia and you had a reasonable amount of fat, then it might be somewhere around $4,000.
That's very reasonable.
Yeah.
And if you had less fat and you were a smaller person, it might be less. And if you were a bigger person, had more fat, it'd be more.
That's great.
It's really individualized. We're doing an arm, it costs X amount of dollars. We take into account how big the patient is, if they've had liposuction in the past, which makes it more difficult.
Mm. What about if you have a fat head? No, never mind. So I feel like I have some guys that are candidates for that.
I can't help you with that.
Okay. Well, what about breast augmentation? Because that's another very popular.
Yeah, do we have time for that?
Yeah. Well, seriously, because it's popular, and I think it's so much has changed since, 30 years ago when people used to believe
two grapefruits.
And people used to believe you had to get them changed every 10 years or 50 or whatever it was. But that's no, not so.
We talked about that last time.
Yeah, so.
Same thing with breast augmentation. If you had it done on a Friday, you're back to work on Monday.
Really?
Yeah. You're typically back to full activities at 2 weeks, running, jumping, swimming, lifting weights, whatever you want to do.
Wow, that is wow.
And then at 1 week, walking around the block, walking on a treadmill at a reasonable pace, light weights.
Mm-hmm. So
awesome.
Recovery time. Someone, you said they're back to work, but like when you think about showing up at that event with, the girls out, can you do that in 6 weeks?
Two weeks.
2 weeks.
If you had an event, you can go to it the next day.
Oh, with the girls out. Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
What? What? No, this is interesting.
I don't know. Mine don't come out.
So Lisa and I have these conversations about cleavage, because I have cleavage.
You definitely
Dr. have
cleavage.
Shriver. And I think that it's a thing. I used to not have cleavage. I have cleavage now. And you don't have cleavage.
No, I do. I have cleavage, but it isn't pretty.
Okay. Anyway, I do think, though, that it's one of those things for women, at least. I don't know about guys getting, I don't know. Anyway, it's one of those things that for women it makes your clothes fit better, I think. Like, you don't have to get as many things altered, because if you have little little upper body, but different, it's a lot of alteration, you don't have to do that. And I think it looks nice. I think it's an aesthetic. And so anyway, what were you about to say?
So everybody, if you think she's gorgeous, which she is, correct, Dr. Stryker?
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. We owe a lot to you.
Well, my cleavage, maybe, but not my face.
I know.
But face. Anyway. But, so you
the
can...
The face comes from your mother.
Yes, she is pretty.
She really
pretty.
Looks.
She's, and my dad. And they're very attractive people.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, you could get liposuction and breast augmentation and be ready to rock and roll for any event you have within, call it, 3 weeks. Ready to go.
Couple of days.
He said.
Couple of days.
I think you expect more from these humans than I think that they're able to do.
No, I don't.
I'm like, people milk it. They're like off of work for 2 weeks.
It's been a while.
You could milk.
But I had liposuction around my waist.
Mm-hmm.
And I played in a father-son baseball game 4 days later.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay.
So is that your favorite treatment for reducing fat? Because there's all this other stuff. Cool.
Exercise,
whatever.
But it's exercise and diet-resistant fat. I think it's important for us to make the distinction. Right. Don't come in there when you really need to go and lose 50 pounds. Keep going.
Yeah. I don't perform cool sculpting and those kinds of things because
Does it work?
It can work for smaller areas.
Okay.
Like a fat head.
Right. But... I think I have the best tool in my tool chest, so I'm not going to use another tool that I don't think works as well.
Yeah, that's a good
way to say
that.
That's a good way to say it. Okay, so listeners, hopefully you've enjoyed this conversation as much as we have. And what we'll be doing is every month we'll talk about a new area of focus. I mean, because at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery, you do all kinds of things. So it's not just breast augmentation, liposuction. It's facials, it's every. Well, I mean, you do
all the things,
the whole nine yards.
You can find Dr. Shrightman at Westlake. You tell us. I'm just tell everybody?
Well, you can go to the website, westlakedermatology.com, mm-hmm. and you can make an appointment there on your own, or you can call the office directly if you want to as well.
Okay, and we will have links in our show notes.
So you can send us questions.
Yes, right? You can send us questions because yeah. I do think, like I said, I know because people ask. Yeah. People have questions about things that they don't feel comfortable talking about, and we will be your proxy. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, and Dr. Google's not always the best place to get
Dr. Google's, a lot of his health stuff, medical stuff is old.
Right.
He's just not right there today.
Yeah.
So you just scare yourself to death.
Exactly.
That's what happens.
No, but I think this is great. I think what I took away from this is, again, there is things aren't as complicated as they used to be. The downtime is much less.
Much
and
less.
You can go back to living your normal life and the activities very quickly. So, again, you can have things done now in June and be ready to rock and roll.
Below the neck, we're talking about below the neck also,
because
and we might get there on the face with
do you do facelifts?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe we'll talk about that because actually I've had this conversation with somebody recently about scarring, and I'm like, I don't know that that's true. I mean,
well, there's some scarring,
but
and
I think
there's some invisible
that's it's changed
stuff.
Though, right? I mean, as far as what it used to be and what it is now,
we put them with the scars in places where they're harder to see.
Well, and I think this person was referencing something from back where they were very obvious. I'm like, I don't think that's the case anymore because I don't think so. But you can clarify. So maybe we'll talk about that
so
next
stand
month.
By.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll talk because that's a little
fixing
bit
fixing your face for the fall. That could be our next one.
Can we say it a bit more graciously?
Fall face fixing?
First of all, it's very Texan of you both. Fixing on your face.
I didn't say fixing. I never said I said fixing your face. It has, my fixings have G's on them.
Okay.
I don't do fixings.
You just did.
I just said I don't do them.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, we could talk about that.
I like that.
Fixing your face for the fall?
I think that's a great... It's part of the back to school, back to everything. It really is.
No, it
that's
is.
What we're going to be talking about coming back.
Yeah.
Back to the madness, unfortunately.
Well, and I also think, too, that it is important for you to have your best foot forward. And if fixing, and I didn't have a G on that one, your face is what you need to do, you need to do it. Because that's what this is all about, ultimately, in my opinion, is whatever doing those things that you need to do so you can look your best, feel your best, and present your best everywhere you go because you're going to perform better when you do. That's my ethos on it. All right.
I agree.
Well, perfect. Well, thank you so much. We will hear from you next month. And again, if you have any questions you want to ask about any type of procedure, go to the website, westlakedermatology.com, so you can see what they do. And then send them to us, and we'll be happy to have a discussion about it.
And
sound good? All right. What are you about to say, Levin?
I'm just excited. Guess what we want you to do.
What do we want them to do?
We want you to stay focused.
Stay fit, please, because then you can get liposuction.
Stay fabulous, and we'll be back next week.
Bye.
Are you a business owner and looking for a fun and low-cost way to advertise? Yes? Super! You should join our Culture Club HTX crew. Visit us at cultureclubhtx.com and click on Culture Club HTX crew, or send us an email at connect@cultureclubhtx. You'll be happy you did.